everybody. It's WMFO, a little bit after 11 a.m. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you? See, I hate that microphone. Try it again.
Okay, how's that?
That's a little better.
Okay, well, yeah. You're clearly feeling better.
I'm feeling
over
better.
Over the past couple weeks, because you're downright hyped up and giddy over here. So.
I know.
What
I'm
a
all
great
giddy.
Show. Thank
I'm all
you.
Giddy. Oh, good. Thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad it made it out on the air. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, that is.
All right, let me tell you what we played, and then we're going to talk to Kirsten about something about the women. We had the world premiere of Brady. That would be Tom Brady. It is a world premiere single from the Dred Sox, written by our friend Al Pachulis, called Brady. That's being released very shortly, and I have a feeling around here, Patriots fans, it's going to be everywhere. So thanks for letting me play that, Al. I appreciate it. Then after that, 2008's Rent a Crowd CD from the Len Price 3. That was If I Ain't Got You. Then the great Tom Petty track from Full Moon Fever, the CD in 1989. I always feel a whole lot better. I feel like I don't play that enough. What a great track. And then Steve Miller Band from 1977's Book of Dreams. That was Swing Down. All right. So, Kirsten.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've got all kinds of stuff going on this morning here.
I know. A rainy day is just a good thing for a DJ, isn't it?
It is. It's perfect. It's it's a nice day to be hunkering inside and listening to music and playing music, and I like a rainy day.
I know. Okay, so what do you got going on today?
Well, you know what? First Aid Kit has a new song out.
Yeah.
It's a Shame.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and play that. And then I have a friend, my friends BJ and Meg, who pointed me toward Big Little Lies soundtrack, so a few things off of that. And then we have some upcoming music, so I know you've been going out of the town a lot. I haven't in the past couple of weeks, so you're picking up my
slack. We switched. I never go out, everybody. I don't do it. But I saw Extreme with Bad Marriage opening up last Saturday. And then Roger Waters, which blew us away. I mean, I haven't seen something that good in a long time.
That's good. And you said you got tickets quite a while ago. So
yeah,
you were looking
a long time
forward
ago.
To this.
It was. I've seen Pink Floyd before, way back in the old Sullivan Stadium, when the pig was like all above us. This time, of course, it was a drone that drove the pig all around the room. Uh-huh. It was real, and the light show and whatever. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well,
all
good
right.
For you.
Well, what are we starting off with today?
We're going to start off with some Lucinda Williams, because something about the women starting off with Lucinda Williams just seemed like a really good idea.
Really did. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week at 9 with Mark and Les. Isn't that exciting?
That is.
We do. All right, Kirsten, stay tuned, everybody, for something about the women right here on WMFO Medford. Thank you.
just something been bothering you? Are you all right? I wish you'd give me a little clue. Are you all right? Is there something you wanna say? Are you all right? Just tell me that you're okay. Are you alright? 'Cause you took off without a word. Are you alright? You flew away like a little bird. Are you alright? Is there anything I can do? Are you alright? 'Cause I need to hear.
Well, good morning, and this is Kirsten sitting in the seat for Something About the Women on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and freeform it is. So I started out Something About the Women with Lucinda Williams, Are You All Right? And as I mentioned, I'm going to be playing some songs from Big Little Lies soundtrack, and I was actually going to have a little bit of background music when I talk, because I kind of like that effect. And so I have Agnes Obel, if I'm saying her name correctly, in the background. September song, our last day of September, from the album Aventine. And then I'm going to go into some different music that is found in the series of Big Little Lies. And I think that's about all that I have to say. So why don't I get started there, and we'll see where the rest of the show goes.
Baby, when times are bad, and you wonder on Monday. Listen, y'all, at the end. What you done, you better ask yourself, what have you done, my brother?
I don't know, I don't know.
I say, what have you done, my brother? Oh.
I don't know, I don't know.
So you told your lies without no shame on. But you see, a wicked tongue, oh Lord, can't twist forever, no, no. So listen, y'all, at the end, oh, you got nowhere to run. Oh, you surely gonna pay. Hey, for what you done. Yourself, what have you done?
What have you done? Have you done?
What have you done?
What have you done? Have you done?
Have you shown any love?
What have you done? Have you done?
As you were traveling around.
Then I could
Okay, so I'm feeling a little bit more in control. Whenever we first come in here, there's a lot of scuffling around, getting everything in order. So a special thank you, shout out to Mike, who maybe is out doing his errands now, for making sure that everything is in control before he leaves the station. I like to say he's much like a dance partner. He keeps me safe and looking good before leaving the premises. So thanks, Mike, and thanks for a good show. That set was inspired by Big Little Lies, and it started with Janis Joplin. So we kind of have a time span here. I think it's from the 70s to current. And let me see if I have my dates here. Yeah. No, it doesn't show the date. It says 1996, so that doesn't make sense, does it? So started out with Janis Joplin, Call on Me. Following that was Naomi Shelton, What Have You Done, My Brother? And that was Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens. They are an American gospel and soul music group led by a front woman named Naomi Shelton. So the group was formed in 1999. The two founding members were from Brooklyn, New York. They have released two albums with Daptone Records, What Have You Done, My Brother, from 2009, and a more recent one, Cold World, 2014. Both albums have charted on the Billboard magazine charts, and they have placed on the gospel album chart as well. So that's great. After that, Irma Thomas, Anyone Who Knows What Love Is. It says on my list that is from the soundtrack, but it actually comes off its own album, Straight From the Soul. And she is a musician, as many people know, from New Orleans. And she used to be heard in her own club in Louisiana, but unfortunately her club went out of business due to Hurricane Katrina. It sounds like she might be settling back into New Orleans at this point, and she will be playing, if anybody can make it down to New Orleans, by November 7th with the Blind Boys of Alabama and the Preservation Legacy Quintet. So she is out there performing. She is a force of nature. After that was Sade, Cherish the Day, and ending with Zoe Kravitz, Don't. And again, that was all music from the Big Little Lies soundtrack. And then in the background, I have Agnes Obel. I will try and put in some Maggie Bjorklund as well, because she has some nice instrumental stuff as well. And then we will continue. My nephew actually helped me come up with this next set. He is also a DJ. He's a big fan of Still Corners, so we're going to start there and then go on to the New Pornographers and Beach House. So enjoy.
Yeah. and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Well, this is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was kind of my rainy day dreamy set. Anybody who has heard Sarah Shook or been to her performances would be like, she's rainy day and dreamy, but yeah, kind of. So I started that set with Still Corners. It's a group that I'm really not that familiar with. My nephew had introduced me to Still Corners, and I don't know why I haven't heard them before. They've been active since 2007, so it's not as if they just came on the scene, but they are a London-based dream pop / synth pop musical project. They have a promotional image of the two of them in a car. It looks like it could be a shot from a David Byrne movie. It's really pretty cool. And so that was Still Corners, The Trip, from their album Strange Pleasures. After that, The New Pornographers, Champions of Red Wine, from the album Brill Bruisers. Sarah Shook, singing Sidelong, the title song from her album Sidelong. After that was Sharon Van Etten, I believe. It might be Eaton. If I am saying that incorrectly, feel free to correct me, but I will say Sharon Van Etten because she has two T's there. And that is her song, Give Out. And after that was Beach House, PPP, because for me, a day without Beach House is like a day without sunshine. I do listen to a lot of Beach House. This is Maggie Bjorklund in the background, Wasteland, from her album Coming Home. So it's kind of a rainy day out there. Maybe it's clearing up a little bit. We do have windows, so it doesn't look quite as rainy as it was earlier today. And I will, at this point, bring on what you all have been waiting for, First Aid Kit. It is their new song, It's a Shame. And I know that Ryan from Music Savage is a huge First Aid Kit fan as well. So he played it yesterday, so they seem to be getting some press already, but I was really pretty excited when I got that message in my box telling me that there's a new First Aid Kit song out. So we'll slow down the Maggie Bjorklund and get up First Aid Kit.